Bill, could you start just in general, talk about what the victory means to you guys?
It's a good win. I thought it was a good team win, John. Guys played hard, took advantage of some turnovers. Got to do a better job in the red area on offense. But, you know, we had a couple interceptions. But overall, I think we won the turnover battle, basically. So that was important. Thought our defense really stood up there. And when they had to in critical situations, played well. Got to shore up some things in a special teams game. It was kind of inconsistent. And I think offensively, you know, look, it's something that we're getting better every week. And, you know, it's not necessarily where we want it to be, but it's a good team win, really good team win.
Talk about Boyer, the strategy and how he played on Kelsey.
Well, you know, I thought that one of the things that the defensive staff did a good job of, Romeo did a good job of, you know, in practice quite a bit on the look team, AJ covers Hop, and that's, you know, obviously a very tall task. And so there's some similarities between, you know, Kelsey and Hopkins from a size standpoint. And I'm not saying he's a receiver. I'm just saying there's a little bit of similarities there. So we felt like that would be our best bet to put on him. And obviously we doubled him and did different things there too. But I thought AJ looks like he played a pretty good game.
Bill, you had both Will and DeAndre over 100 yards. Receiving, even though you said offense was up and down. I mean, that was a big factor today.
Yeah, you know, we just we take a lot of pride in our offense, and I think that you know, I thought we did some good things, Matt. I'm not saying that we didn't. I'm just saying that I know that there's a lot of improvement that we need to make, and but I was obviously happy with how the whole team played.
Bill, what's it mean for you guys, you personally and as a team, to not just hit 2-0? But to do it against a Chiefs team who beat you here 30-0 and kind of put that part in the past.
Yeah, and every year is different, Brian. You know, and look, I know that wasn't a good day for anybody involved with our football team, but this is a different team. You know, there's a lot of guys on this team that weren't here on that team, you know. And so I think it was just a really good early season victory for our football team.
You're always about don't turn it over, don't throw interceptions. Also, I always got three in two games, and they were both in their ends of the field. Are you concerned about that?
No. I think that's you know, I think I have to do a better job there of coaching them just on some of the things that we're looking at from a defensive standpoint. And I know that he's going to work hard not to do that, but I'm not concerned about that at all.
Hey, Bill, second game in a row, you guys were pretty much right down the middle in terms of run and pass plays. That ideal balance, a sign that the offense is coming together, going the direction you want it, or just the circumstances of the game dictating that?
I think it's a little bit of both. I know that we want to run the football, and so I think, you know, we go into each game just trying to do what we think we need to do to really, you know, win that game and take advantage of what they're doing defensively. But we do, you know, we try to stay balanced. We've got a good running game, we think, and sometimes it doesn't look great, and it'll get better and better as we go. But I thought in the fourth quarter there, when we had to have some runs, I thought our line blocked well, our tight ends, and I thought Lamar and Alfred Blue pounded it in there. Jonathan Grimes had a big third down conversion there at the end, so I thought our backs played a good game too.
Why do you think that happened in the fourth quarter? You didn't run at all, and then in the fourth quarter, you ran so much better than the rest.
I think you have to stick with it. I don't think you can really judge your running game by the first quarter. That doesn't really give your players any confidence at all if you're just, after the first quarter, you just abandon the run. And I think that it's a 60-minute game. And I believe that what I've learned in calling plays, what George has learned in calling plays, is that, you know, look, we've got to stick with it. You know, maybe in the fourth quarter, these gains that were two in the first quarter, maybe there'll be four in the fourth quarter, which will be good. So you got to be patient with it.
Bill, do you have an idea at this point the extent of the hamstring on Braxton Miller?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Bill, you've talked about starting fast in quarters and games, but even this season, I would imagine the 2-0 start, you know, knowing everything's at stake, what you guys want to do this year, you know, there's a lot to improve, but, I mean, this is 2-0, and you can't really argue with that.
No, I mean, it's, you know, you really, in order to be a team that, you know, is a good football team, you have to win your home opener. I think we really believe in that, and then I believe that you have to beat your AFC opponents. If you think you belong in the AFC, then you need to beat your AFC opponents. That's a very, very good team. I mean, I probably should have said this right at the beginning. I think the way that they coach their team, the players that they have, their coaching staff, Andy Reid, Bob Sutton, these guys are really good coaches, and it's a very, very difficult win for us.
Could you talk about forcing three fumbles in the first half? That's the first time it's ever happened for the Texans.
Well, I think our defense, you know, we work on that a lot. You know, we really do. We're constantly working those type of drills. I'm sure every team does that, but for some reason, based on the players that we have a lot of guys that understand, you know, not only securing the tackle, but getting their hands on the ball and trying to get the ball out. And I think our coaches do a good job of coaching, and our guys did a good job of executing it today.
Bill, based on your knowledge of the catch rule, were you surprised that the Demetrius Harris fumble was overturned and the Hopkins one in the end zone was not reversed?
I don't know anything about the catch rule. I really do. Somebody's going to have to you know, I may get fined for this. I don't know. But somebody's going to have to really sit down with me and explain to me the catch rule. Because basically to me, a catch would be like when I was 10 years old in the backyard and we were playing football with our buddies and we all knew, like, okay, he caught that ball. I think I'm going to stop right there. I mean, I don't know the catch rule. I'm sorry.
I know you have to watch the film, but in the red zone, what would you say has been the issue thus far in these first two games? Is it execution? Is it
penalties.
Play calling?
Penalties, not play calling. Penalties. I think we've had holding penalties on probably, I would venture to say, three or four drives, you know, that have been in the red area. We've had holding calls, false starts, offensive pass interference. I really do. I really believe it's penalties, Paul. And I think if we can really make our players understand that, look, if we can just avoid the penalties, we're gonna get in situations where we can be a lot better in the red area. But we definitely have to improve down there.
Yeah, Bill. Obviously, you know, you cash in the red zone, the game could get out of hand. You could stretch it out some. But talk about how much easier it is for you guys play calling and decision making when your defense is controlling the game like you guys did.
I mean, I said to George going into the fourth quarter, I said, look, we're going to keep playing the game. We're not going to get conservative here, but let's make sure we're calling plays that we've executed well in practice. And because I think our defense is playing really good right now. And you got the feel for the game exactly the way I did. I mean, you know, like, it looked like the defense was having a really good football game. And I thought offensively we were doing some decent things, but it was more about execution and sustaining drives. And I thought we did that a little bit better in the fourth quarter.
If there's a 24-hour rule, Bill, this week, is it, you know, 24 minutes as you kind of...
Yeah, as soon as I... You're right. As soon as I leave here, do one more deal with the Houston TV station, then we're moving on to New England because it is a very short week. We're going to meet tomorrow on New England and then, you know, probably do something Tuesday and Wednesday and then travel on Wednesday morning to New England.
Does it give you any advantage, Bill, at all, the fact that you are as familiar with New England as you are on the short week?
No advantage. No, they're a really good football team, great coaching staff, great players, very good at home. Not sure how many games they've lost over the last 15 years at home, but it's not many. Might be single digits. So it's a very, very big challenge for our football team. And, you know, our guys will be ready to go, and we'll have a good week here, and we'll go up there and we'll give it our best effort.